Hi Scorpio, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your mid-March energy reading. And let me tell you, in the pre-shuffle, I'm feeling an energy of unfinished business, stuckness. Okay. I did pull a couple cards for the pre-shuffle, and we have the Three of Cups reversed, the Empress, Two of Cups, and the Tower reversed. So there is still something that did not reach full closure and is kind of just there in the background, maybe even in your subconscious. There's something here, because I also, on the bottom of that that shuffle, we had the Chariot reverse. So there's a real, and that was at 111 on the clock. So I'm not sure if this was a it's clearly romantic, all right? And there's potential third-party action here. But something is keeping you apart, yet something is keeping you together at the same time, okay? And that is really only going to make sense to the Scorpio that this is resonating with. Okay, so let's get into the shuffle here. And we'll get a few more messages. I'm going to do a Celtic. And we'll see where you're at right here, right now, as you are receiving this message. And then I'm going to pull a couple at the end from my own deck. 222 on the clock when I said that. Oh, I'm liking this. Okay, so that's a feeling of slow. We're getting somewhere. Okay, maybe there's going to be a progression. We have a one and a two. Those of you into numerology could most certainly find more information out about that message. All right, let's get into the. Ooh, I'm sorry, that seemed extremely loud. Let's get into the message, Spirit, for Scorpio. Oh, that one just wanted to come out. The High Priestess, this is where you are, right here in the middle. And what is crossing this High Priestess? Okay, let's see. We have the letters B or J, however that applies to you. Just trying to give you as many messages as I can, but the High Priestess is highly intuitive. I mean, she just... This is the divine feminine energy, but we're not making gender calls here. This is just about the energy. So this is someone who's highly intuitive, and we are crossed by the Page of Pentacles. All right, so again, remember the pre-shuffle indicated that you are in a stuck situation. But this Page of Pentacles, this is like an opportunity, but it might feel like to you or someone else that it's, I don't know. I mean, I don't know who would come at the High Priestess with one pentacle, okay? Now, this, you know, this just indicates an immature perhaps even a younger energy. Let's get into this a little bit more. I can't spend all this time just looking at the page. So let's see. What is above? What's in the attic? What is above? Above is below. We're going to start in the attic for Scorpio, please. Thank you, Spirit. Eight of Swords. So some kind of information, fast-moving energy. But that's about communication. And in the basement, King of Swords reversed. King of Swords reversed is really an unpleasant energy. And you are going to receive communication about this. Although I can't imagine you don't already know. You've got the High Priestess energy here, so okay, let's find out when the recent past was going on for Scorpio, please. Three of Wands reversed. So in the recent past, I think you felt a little disappointed in the outcome of things. Maybe this caused you to behave in the way of the King of Swords, because, you know, out of feelings of being hurt and rejected, and not being able to make things right somehow. How about the near future, Spirit? What's going on in the near future, please, for the starseed of Scorpio? What is going on for the... I see you working hard. So, I don't know if you're working, you know, you've shifted your focus toward working for stability. Or if you'll be working hard on creating some kind of viable solution. I mean, you can't stay in this stuck energy. And your feelings clearly run deep for the situation. But you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't here for some reason. Maybe you have kids with this person, you know, and there's... okay, so how others are seeing you is the star reversed, okay? So, I don't know, bro or sis, you might... have been blacklisted here. Maybe that three-party situation in the beginning, you know, someone was talking shit. Let's see here. Okay. Let's get another one here. Spirit. What are the outside influences for the starseed of Scorpio, please? The outside influences for Scorpio. Thank you, Spirit. Five of Cups reversed. So, you are coming out of, or do want to come out of, this situation you're in. You may still have to balance your own feelings. If there are children involved in a divorce, and you still have to deal with the ex and the shared responsibilities and so on and so forth. But it's difficult because maybe there's already a third party involved. You know, maybe that person has moved on. Maybe there's still some kind of lingering feelings between you two, and you're going back and forth. at least one of you cannot let go of the situation. 10 on the clock. Just the dirt. Okay. So, what are the hopes and fears, please? That you won't be victorious. You have a 6 of wands reversed. You feel defeated. And that... Yeah. You may still be wishing for an unrealistic outcome. All right. How about the outcome here, Spirit? Speaking of that, for Scorpio, please, for this mid-March reading, what is a potential outcome, please? Still not leaving. There has to be a reason that Spirit is keeping you here. Okay, what, huh? 4 wands right there, 11-11. There's a life lesson here. And life path 11, for you numerologists out here, is highly spiritual. So, Scorpio, you know, Spirit might be having you sit here with this for a minute and try to absorb the lesson, and then you'll be able to move on. You'll be able to allow the tower to fall as it should. Yeah, so something more stable can be built. Okay? All right, Scorpio. So, let's see here. Got some angel guidance cards from my homemade deck here. Some angelic messages from my spiritual guides and ancestors. So, let's see. What messages additionally do you have for the Starseed Scorpio this mid-March reading, please? One more shuffle. Okay. Bear with me. These cards are really big. So it takes me a minute to get to this message, but it'll be worth it. All right, here we go. For Scorpio Spirit, we have acquiring knowledge. Yeah, I just said that. Something very important is going to be gained from this experience. You might have a life-changing something. Something that could really help you move on. Okay. All right, thank you, Spirit. And another one, truth. Yep. It's time to learn the truth about yourself and about why you're in this situation and you're stuck there. All right? You may learn the truth about someone else. You might learn that they were your karmic. They were the person that Spirit gave to you to learn this very important lesson. No matter where you are in life, some of us take longer to learn these lessons. Some of us have to repeat them. And then one day, something happens that triggers that thing within you to overcome all your fear and doubt and look yourself in the face and deal with who you really are. Okay? All right, one more for Scorpio. Karma. Oh, yep, there it is. Again, karma is not necessarily a bad thing. It can sometimes feel that way when you're going through it. But avoiding it, well, it's impossible, first of all. And secondly, it's really a matter of how you look at it. If you're willing to humble yourself and say, okay, I'm on this planet to learn things, and I mean, you gotta be a little easier on yourself. I mean, you know what? I fucked that up. I just did. And now I have to move on, okay? Some things cannot be fixed. They just can't. All right. So, Scorpio, that was your message for this mid-March. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.